Agency human resources chiefs have met for their annual public meeting. Their focus was jobs and job openings. Who gets them, how fast they'll fill them, and how well that's working online. Now, Emily Kopp was at the meeting, and she joins us now to talk this over. Emily, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to start with the part about online. You've been reporting on the ups and downs of USA Jobs, that hiring website that relaunched just last month. A lot of people complaining about not being able to access it or having problems once they do finally access it. Every agency has to post their jobs on this site, so I'm guessing this was one of the big topics at the council meeting?
Yeah, sure was. I mean, it's also important to note that this council was actually the one that decided to take USA Jobs in-house and have the Office of Personnel Management, rather than a contractor, Monster Government Solutions, run it. So, this is something that's near and dear to their hearts. When OPM launched the site last month and was basically deluged with complaints, it started having these twice-daily phone calls with the human capital officers just to keep them posted, letting them know the progress. And OPM Director John Berry says those calls are down to twice weekly, not twice daily. So that's one sign of progress. And at this meeting, he thanked all the Chicos for their support.
This was a team effort from the beginning when we unanimously adopted the proposal to come up with the hybrid model you have the diagram in the beginning that sort of creates that central warehouse that's a government-run function so that we can maintain good security for the resumes and the information, and there's no commingling with other non-governmental resumes.
So Barry says the model is vibrant and the council made the right call, despite the rocky launch. His team also gave a briefing with the latest statistics. They said that help desk requests from users are down from 3,000 a week to about 1,200. So that's still too high, but it's certainly moving in the right direction.
It seems like Barry is pretty sure the council made the right decision in asking OPM to run USA Jobs. Are the council members equally confident that was the right decision?
Well, let me say this. Nobody questioned it at this meeting. Now, this was the council's annual public meeting, so they might have been a little bit more hesitant. I don't know. But certainly they all voiced support. And OPM says that no agency from their side has had trouble using the site. So after the meeting, I did speak with Defense Department Chief Human Capital Officer Pat Tamburino. He says he likes this version of USA Jobs because it meets his agency's needs, at least in design. And he also really appreciates the fact that OPM is communicating all of its progress to the Chicos.
What I'm pleased with is they're working around the clock, and I think their metrics are pretty telling. I think they've pretty much got it suitcased right now. And we're talking to the services regularly. These are not shy people. If there was a problem, they would tell me. Pretty now, we're cranking along quite well.
So he says that he has no doubts that this is the right decision. DOD works closely with OPM throughout the hiring process. So back when they made this decision to bring USA Jobs in-house, Tamburino says he thought this move would streamline the hiring process when all agencies are trying to shorten the time it takes to fill vacancies.
Okay, Emily, so a few minutes ago when we said we would talk not only about USA Jobs, but also about who is getting these jobs, how fast they're being filled. Let's start with the who. President Obama issuing that executive order instructing agencies to fill these jobs with more people of color. So how is that plan progressing?
It is progressing. In fact, next week is the deadline for OPM, the Office of Management and Budget, the President's Management Council, and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission to issue this government-wide strategy to increase diversity at all ranks. And it's important to note it's not supposed to be just about hiring, but also about keeping people and promoting people. So OPM passed out this 9-page final draft at the meeting to all of the members, but they're pretty much keeping the details under wraps to the rest of us. A staff member did say the plan includes measurements meant to set a minimum baseline without being prescriptive. And earlier, OPM had said that there would certainly be no quotas. So after the meeting, I asked Director Barry what exactly that meant about the minimum baseline but no quotas. He was pretty vague, but he said he wanted this measure to be as successful as the hiring reform efforts had been.
By focusing on data, not establishing, you know, as you mentioned, quotas, but just consistently looking and highlighting best practice, I think we can move the needle. And that's going to be the hope and the direction. And that will be the job of the President's Management Council. I sit on that council along with Jeff Science. And so I'll be regularly reporting and we'll be regularly bringing that data through that council.
So that President's Management Council, different council, they're the ones that are going to be the enforcers of this policy. Right now, the government policies with the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division, they're reviewing the plan. And this Chico Council, again, they've already seen, they've already commented on it. They don't necessarily have to do anything with it yet. But after there's a government-wide plan, they will, each agency will have to have its own plan for increasing diversity within its ranks. And I believe that's due somewhere around March.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp. Now, Barry mentioned the hiring reform initiative had been successful, and agencies have been working on this for a long time, shortening the hiring process. How can this apply to the diversity objective they now have?
Well, basically, it's been more than a year, a couple of years now, and all agencies are hiring people and filling their vacancies more quickly than they used to. Of course, some agencies are doing better than others. And at the meeting, they had a bit of a show and tell with five agencies that are doing pretty well, sharing their best practices. And they all sort of focused on clear communication, simplicity whenever possible, being proactive as opposed to reactive. In other words, when you know that you've got regularly a lot of vacancies for a particular field, you can start posting that before there's an actual vacancy because you know you're going to need it. So anyways, one of the agencies that was giving this little show and tell presentation was OPM, where Associate Director for Employee Services Angela Bailey says, you know, it really makes no sense to be hiring faster if you're not hiring the right person. And to find out whether you're hiring the right person, you have to look at all of these bits of data, you know, different surveys and so forth to measure workplace satisfaction. And when she did that at her own agency, she found that even though hiring managers believe they're hiring the right people, the employee viewpoint survey revealed a different story.
But when we pulled the thread further, what we found through EVS is that, well, the employees in that same area where the manager thought he or she selected the right person, the employees in that same work unit, they're not so sure. And I'm talking about the peers, okay? And then we looked at the new employees, and the new employees in that same area may actually be leaving within the first year. And what that tells us is maybe the job wasn't as advertised.
So just to put it in perspective, about half of OPM employees surveyed said their work unit recruits people with the right skills, and that's slightly higher than the government average. Not great.
So getting people with the right skills then is a big issue. GAO had said that strategic human capital management is on its high risk list because of agencies having that kind of difficulty finding the right people with the right skills to meet the agency mission. So then what has the Chief Human Capital Officers Council done to get that issue off the high risk list?
Right. And that's a related, slightly different issue, but related issue. So this group, they formed a working group to look at what's going on. Again, Pat Tamburito, the defense Chico, is leading this. He says the government shortage is really in a few areas like contracting officers, veterinarians, scientists, engineers. They were singled out in this GAO report. And he says that his group is already working on this government-wide draft strategy to address those gaps.
We're trying to say, what skills are in short supply across the entirety of government? Let's just say it was HR professionals. Then we all can't have 20 unique executive agency strategies for getting HR professionals. We need a whole of government strategy so we don't compete with each other. So we're going to try and identify the top 3 to 5 whole of government major skill gaps and address those. And then each agency will do skills that are unique to them. So it'll be a two-tier strategy, whole of government and agency unique.
So the basic idea is that agencies shouldn't be stepping on each other's toes to recruit the same, say, veterinarian or the same engineer, but working together to find more potential candidates and broaden broaden outreach. So this is an 18-month project. The group is just about 2 months into it, so they're just getting started. And at the meeting, Tamburino was asking the other chief human capital officers to get more involved, saying, you know, this project could really use some more executive leadership from their level.
Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp, thanks so much for that report.